La troisième étoile du match ce soir de Thursday, le Vandal!
It's sad, really. Brother has gone from spectator, participant, to main cog in the overdrive regime. Jim Taddy, Kristen Schulten with you, and of course, sequestered, hermetically sealed, Al's brother. How are you?
I'm doing good, Jim. Doing good. Kristen, how you guys doing?
That was quite an intro, Jim. That was better than the actual intro, I think.
I mean, that was, you know, we co-host and nothing. I have to jump in and tell that everybody's not here, even though you can see it, but you've got your own stylized.
Everyone knows when I arrive on the show. Everybody knows when I arrive, so.
Twitter. I now want my own intro. I just hope I'm not coming back unless there's an intro.
That's right. So that's, you'll have yours, I'll have mine, and by the time Al's brother plays, the segment is over. Power rankings, what do you have?
Yeah, so we're going to be doing the on the heels of Kyle Lowry leaving. You guys kind of started chatting about it a little bit in the opening segment here. We're doing the top beloved Toronto sports athlete of the decade. So basically, the time that Kyle was here, the top five athletes in the city. So that's what we got on tap for my power rankings today.
Okay, go ahead. It's your segment, buddy.
It is. And coming in at number five, had to give a little bit of love to my man, my fellow countrymate, Sebastian Giovinco. And we don't often give a lot of love to some TFC guys, but Giovinco had a solid five-year run here in Toronto, and TFC during the kind of mid-decade were probably the top team of the mid-decade here in Toronto. They made the soccer popular, and people wanted to go down to BMO Field and actually watch a game, and it was great. You know, they had three straight bursts into the championships. They won one, a supporter shield, and he leads TFC in goals. Like, the guy scored a whole bunch of them. And I think that, you know, when you get a chant named after yourself, have you guys been to a TFC game back, I guess, while he was playing?
Sorry, guy, no.
Back in the day, pre this era, yeah.
So one of my favorite chants, and to this day, anytime I hear it, or even I even hear like the humming, that's all I can think about. But it's like, Sebastian Giovinco, Sebastian Giovinco. I love it. I love it.
A little bass in that.
It's the best. Absolute
How
best.
Is that not in his intro? Just him singing.
I know.
That.
Well, it is now.
Probably is now.
Someone
you're right.
Cut that.
That's in there now.
Oh, carry
that's
on.
That's a job for JP, I guess, or Mullen when he gets
back.
He's on
it. I can see smoke in there now. He's on it.
Coming in at number four, Josh Donaldson of the Blue Jays, 2015. And we're starting to have like those same feelings of 2015 starting to spark up, a massive deadline coming off of it, a couple of big-time wins, some big additions. And Josh Donaldson at the time won an MVP that year. He was like the man in Toronto. It was such a magical run, and people just loved Josh Donaldson. Like, he came over, you know, the bringer of rain. He was hitting home runs. He was diving into the third row to make catches at third base. People love JD, and you know, they won. They actually made the playoffs for the first time in decades and won, and he was the guy who really was the catalyst offensively to get it done. So I think Josh Donaldson was probably one of the most beloved athletes in Toronto the last decade.
Okay.
Coming in at number three, someone who we're a little bit more familiar with, Austin Matthews. I think people still love Austin Matthews. Like, he's the savior. Like, he was drafted first overall back in 2016. We always talk about...
People still love Austin Matthews. like he's 37 and about to retire. I love that.
I'm just saying...
Austin, like, they still love you, man.
Well, they don't really love Mitch Marner these days.
Well, that's a different conversation.
Right? It is a different conversation.
That's a different power ranking, probably.
Definitely. Maybe next week we'll do the most hated...
First-team All-Star.
Exactly. But, like, he was the savior, right? And he's not disappointed. Started off his career with four goals in the first game. And you go down to the AC or the Scotiabank Arena.
Yes,
at the
guy.
Time, it was the ACC,
yes,
though, I believe. And there's just plenty of Matthews jerseys littered throughout the arena. Love the guy, and he's probably the best bet to bring a Stanley Cup to Toronto. So I think that the city still loves this guy. Still.
That's a t-shirt. Austin. We still love Austin.
We still love you. Exactly.
Oh, that's great.
At number two.
Number two.
Jose Bautista.
Oh, I was going to say.
The guy, of course, right?
Oh, like, number one. Okay,
he was the face of the franchise. How about how good of a player Donaldson was? Bautista was still the face of that franchise. And,
sure.
Like, won multiple batting titles. He was a pillar of success for, like, half a decade. And everybody remembers the bat flip. You remember exactly where you were. It's one of the most iconic, memorable moments of the city and definitely of the decade. And I think Jose Bautista, again, had a chant named after him, right? Jose, 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 Jose.
This is a new intro tomorrow, I can tell you right now.
Well, just, we're going to layer, there's going to be mixing.
JP, don't worry about the overtime, I'll sign it.
This is fantastic.
Well, I gave Javinko his love, I had to give it to Jose, too.
Where's the Austin chant?
He doesn't have one. Oh. Not yet.
Well, work on it.
There's still time.
Get your best man on it.
Maybe that's what I'll be doing throughout the summer, and then we could replace it. I know you desperately want the goal song replaced. Maybe I can think
of... Oh, please.
Call someone, please. So, like, we just...
There's got to be a shelf life on that stuff.
Is there, like, a ranting portion of Overdrive where Kristen just gets to go off on...
hurry up, Al. We want to hear this. Hurry up. Al's brother, hurry up. AB.
Number one, obviously, is Kyle Lowry. Right? Like, yeah. Went from, like, an undersized, misunderstood guy coming in here, didn't want to be here, and at the end of it became the greatest Raptor of all time.
Yep.
Won this city a championship where no one thought that Toronto could ever, like, be the home of the Larry O'Brien, and he helped bring it here. And he's been the face of this franchise for so many years, and it's sad to see him go, but he's, I would say, to me, the most beloved Toronto sports athlete of the decade. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue that. How about you?
No, I like all that. I think that's a pretty good list. And yeah, I think Lowry absolutely deserves to be on the top of it. Just given everything that he's done, still Austin Matthews has time to climb Al's brother's power rankings. I'm sure that he'll hear about his third place and he'll have that on the whiteboard. That's his motivation.
You know, these rankings, they're typically bulletin board material. So
I know you have a wide and far-reaching fan base, Al's brother. So everyone cares for your opinion.
Well, just be happy there's a Leaf on it, because that wasn't always the case. There are decades where there are no Leafs, right?
Well, that's... Yep.
Yeah, I think that it's... I had to include a Maple Leaf on here, obviously, but even Austin Matthews, you think about, like, the last decade... Really, the last, like, this past season, arguably, if he could keep doing this, he may be the top guy for the next decade, right? Like, had a scored an unbelievable amount of goals this year, won the Rocket, and he could win multiple Rockets for the next decade if he really wants to, if he can stay healthy enough to do so. So Austin Matthews, he has some time to get there. He's just entering his prime, and if he decides at the end of this contract that he wants to re-sign and come back and stay in Toronto, there's no doubt that he could easily climb up to the top of this list in a few years from now.
Well, you know, it's Raptor-like because, you know, doing the Raptor games in the first round, they had some really disappointing exits and then ran into Cleveland, which is, you know, just very difficult. But you'd look away at key moments because you knew it wasn't going to happen. And then all of a sudden, slowly but surely, it happened. And then, of course, the transition happens where you win, then you can't lose. Even when you do lose, nobody's hard on you because you've won.
The transition of power, right? And that's another power ranking is transitions of power. Yes. How has it gone? And you said Bringer of Rain, and that made me think about best nicknames in Toronto sports. Like, there's some good ones there too, like Joey Bats. Yep. I feel like these baseball players have great nicknames. We need more nicknames, I think.
Yeah.
Does Kyle Lowry have one?
Well, the hockey nicknames are pretty lame.
It's always just someone's like last name with ER. It's like, no.
Well, isn't Matthew's nickname like Big Tone?
Big Tone, yeah. He's got some good ones. Tone, Tony. Yeah, he's got an interesting one, but like Kerf. Just... Kerfy. JT. Oh, real original.
Yeah.
Mitchie. No.
Hey, I was going to say
no
Marner.
God. Already,
no, yeah, thank you.
that's
rights
a
violation
hard.
Right there. But,
no, God.
But Marner already comes with an ER, so what do you do with that?
Oh, that's Marner-y. True. Yeah. There
I've always
you go.
Been a fan of Mitchie Marnsauce. I don't know why that doesn't get thrown out there enough, but like Mitchie Marnsauce to me, like when I'm talking with my buddies, that's the nickname that I go with.
Yeah.
But it's not really a commonly used nickname for whatever reason.
But he sauces passes. I totally get that. Yeah. That's creative. Okay. Yeah. I like that one.
That's another show. Al's brothers,
that's
buddies.
Another power
that's,
ranking.
Come on, that's a podcast. I will produce it. I don't need to be on that, but I want to listen to it as it's happening.
Let's get it done.
Yeah. Al's brothers, buddies.
And then we send it to people and just say, this is what you need to know.
It'll show up. Please open this attachment.
Not spam.
Yeah. No, is that it?
That's the list right there, yeah. So we'll start. We got Sebastian Giovinco at 5, Josh Donaldson at 4, Austin Matthews at 3, Jose Bautista at 2, and then Kyle Lowry at number 1. So that's the 5 most beloved. Is there somebody who you guys can think of who maybe should have been an honorable mention that you're kind of disappointed that I left off the list?
Just doing a quick roll there.
I mean, DeMar was here for a while. Yeah. DeMar was tough to leave off, I'll admit that, but he was the sacrificial lamb that left for us to win the championship. So do you maybe substitute somebody there? But I had to get Giovinco on there because, you know, like I said, had a song named after him. Great chant.
Let me ask you this. If you'd made the list up 2 months ago, would Zach Hyman have been on it?
No, he would not have been on this list. Wow. I mean, as much as I love Zach Hyman and I think that he's an outstanding player and a real heart and soul type guy, a fan favorite, I still think that there has to be a star level element to be considered amongst the most beloved.
Oh.
Would you put Ty Domi on this list decades ago? Probably not.
But does Zach Hyman make the Canadian Olympic team? Yeah. That's the question, Jim. That's I think that we just need one more rendition of the Sebastian Giovinco song from Al's Brother.
We've got 20 seconds.
Send us out.
Let's go.
Sebastian Giovinco. Sebastian Giovinco.
Coast to coast.
I love it. It's one of my favorite chants.
You've missed your calling, Al's Brother. Yeah. I love it.
AB, thanks very much. Turn the light off on the way out.